A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Yud Aleph, Yevamos 111b, pagination is 222. About midway on the page, we have Masnisin towards the end of the line, a new Mishnah, and we'll start on the second line into the Mishnah. So we're at the end of the line with the word Hayevama. The Mishnah's case that we will deal with is a case where the living brother brought the widow into his house. They were, as far as we understood it, living as husband and wife, although we don't know for a fact that there were relations. And then, after a period of time, he gives her a get and expects her to leave. He is claiming that there was bia, that there were relations. She is claiming that he never had relations with her. If she is right, we have a big problem on our hands, because while it's true, if he did have relations, the proper way to remove her from his home is a get, a divorce, because it becomes a regular marriage once the bia is done. But if she is correct and there was no bia, the only way he can truly free her from the deceased brother's marriage, relationship, zika, whatever remains when she's in that status of yevama, the only way he can free her is with chalitza. And he would need to do chalitza according to her claim in order to free her. So the Mishnah says, Hayevama she'omra b'soch shloshim yom lo nivalti. The woman claims within 30 days of when he took her into his home, she claims that she still hasn't had relations with him, and he's giving her a get, and she claims that's not enough, that doesn't work. Kofin oso shayach lotzla, we believe her that there were no relations, and we force him to do chalitza with her, so that she can be free, and she should no longer be tied to the family. The key factor over here is that within 30 days of the union, we're going to believe her that he still has not done bia. However, la'acha shloshim yom, if this get is occurring after 30 days, and that's her claim that he still hasn't had relations, we only request of him that he do chalitza for her. As Rashi explains, essentially we believe him that there were relations, and he's giving her a get, thinking that if I had relations with her, then get is what she requires and nothing more. She, however, is claiming something that is unreasonable. It doesn't really make sense to us that after 30 days, he still hasn't had relations with her. But even though we don't believe it, she has created a situation called Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Isura. She has forbidden it on upon herself by her say-so. In other words, she claims that a get is not enough for me. I need chalitza. And based on her say-so, it becomes obligatory upon her to wait for chalitza. But we can't demand that of him, because what he's saying makes sense. And if he sees a downside in chalitza, we can only ask it of him, but we can't force it upon him. Taisvis in the top Taisvis wonders, V'im toma, mahu mafsid, what is the guy missing? If that's what her claim is, and we don't know for sure, why can't we demand of him that he be a mensch and that he go and do chalitza, because that's what she thinks she needs? And Taisvis suggests that there is a certain busha, an embarrassment, to go to Beis Din, to have his shoe pulled off, to have the spitting in front of him. disgracing him, so to speak, and perhaps the words claiming, Kocho yeyosa le'ish, so shall be done to the man who doesn't attempt to uphold the legacy of his brother, and he's thinking, I did the bia, what do you want from me? And apparently, that's enough for him to stand his ground, and we can only ask it of him, but we can't demand it of him. Finally, as part of this case, the Mishnah states, Uvizman shehu moda, if he admits that there were no relations, then afilu la'achash ne'maseh chodesh kofin aso she'ach lotzla, even after 12 months, we would force him to do chalitza, because according to his admission, he hasn't done relations, and therefore get is not the proper way to free her, and chalitza is required. The Mishnah continues with another case, again trying to figure out who the onus is on, whose responsibility is it that we can't proceed over here, and therefore whether we're going to obligate the living brother to do chalitza or only ask it of him. Hanoderes hana'a miyavama. A woman who has made a vow forbidding benefit from the living brother. This vow is going to have serious ramifications. It's going to preclude having relations with him, because that too is a benefit. Even beyond the fact that once they're married, certainly there are going to be benefits, but we're in a deadlock. There's nothing to do to proceed because of this vow. So if she made this vow, b'chaye baila, during her husband's lifetime, the husband was alive and well, and there was simply a fallout in the family, so she made a vow, I will never have anything to do with you, I'll never benefit from you, the brother of her husband, kofin oso she'ach lotzla. Then we can step in, because this is a vow that's still sitting on the table, but it was made in a kind of legitimate way, whether we like it that people get so angry or not, but it wasn't made to preclude Yibum. Her husband was alive and well when she did it. And therefore, it's a situation, and we're going to force the living brother to give her chalitza. La'acha misas baila, but if she made the vow after her husband passed away, while she was waiting for Yibum, so such that the vow was made in order to preclude Yibum, she's stepping in with some leverage, so then she's messing with fire. And therefore, mevakshim emeno she'ach lotzla, we ask him to do chalitza, but we can't force it upon him, because she's the one who messed up the Yibum opportunity. Vim neskavna lekach, the Mishnah concludes, if she intended to preclude Yibum, meaning she made this neder after her husband was already sick, so the indications were there that she's going to fall for Yibum, and she made a neder in order to avoid that, afilu b'chaye baila, even though the husband was alive, mevakshem heimeno she'ach lotzla, our only point of influence is that we can ask it of the brother, we cannot demand it, we can't force it upon him, because she set this stage of deadlock, and therefore we're not going to force it upon him. Now, there's one comment from the Gemara that I want to squeeze in over here, and that is that in the first case that we discussed, the Yevama is claiming after 30 days that they still haven't had relations, and on that we look askance. That doesn't make sense to us. 30 days. But if it's less than 30 days, we're going to believe her and say, indeed, we have to believe her that there were no relations yet, and we're going to demand a chalitza from the living brother, because get is not sufficient if relations didn't occur. The Gemara wonders, from the topic of Tainas Besulim, how long does a husband have in the laws of marriage to claim that his wife was not a basula, was not a virgin. In the time of the Gemara, this was a very practical claim that's brought in the Gemara and reflected in Halacha, particularly because they sometimes did Kiddushin at a certain point and didn't do Nisuin, the chuppah, with bringing her into his home until later. And therefore his claim, in essence, might be that she was Mizana, that she acted immorally since she got married to him before he was able to actually bring her into his home. And it becomes a confusing case. The question is, when do you accept Tainas Besulim? When do we get involved in this thing that he claims that she wasn't a virgin? And the law in those cases are much more limiting. Nistera la'altar, according to one opinion. Once they were together, he has a limited amount of time, certainly not 30 days, according to this opinion, to claim such a claim. After that, we assume that he was with her, and he was with her, and now he woke up with a claim. Why is it that in the case of Yibum, we give 30 days to believe her, and in the case of Tainas Besulim, it's far more limited? And the Gemara at the end of the page answers that Arusaso Gayispa, in a regular marriage, this is the woman of his choice. He likes her. He's familiar with her. And we assume that once they are secluded, that he proceeds to have relations. Avalashas Achiv, but when we're dealing with the wife of his deceased brother, Mivzes buzzes mina. There's a dynamic there that's embarrassing, that's difficult, emotions that they have to get over in order to come to relations, and therefore a longer period is allotted that we would still believe that relations have not occurred. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.